Ephesians chapter 1, verses 9 and 10.
以弗所书第一章九十两节。
Having made known to us the mystery of his will, according to his good pleasure, which he purposed in himself, for the administration of the fullness of times, to head up all things in the Christ, the things in the heavens, and the things upon the earth.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘，要照所安排的，在日期满足的时候，使天上地上一切所有的都在基督里面同归于一。
That's all the scripture we'll read now.
我们现在就圣经就读到这里。
We want to thank the Lord for gathering us together here this time.
我们感谢主这一次叫我们再一次聚在这里。
Every time when God's people gather together,
每一次当神的儿女们聚在一起的时候，
We feel very thankful to our God.
我们实在对我们的神充满了感谢。
Because we are living in the last days.
因为我们是在这最末后的日子。
And God still allows us to be together.
神仍然允许我们在一起。
That really shows us how much He loves us.
这实在说出了他是多么的爱我们。
When we were thinking of this conference,
当我们在想到这个特会的时候，
We waited before the Lord as to what theme He wanted us to have.
我们等候在主的跟前，求主告诉我们大会的主题。
And as we waited upon Him,
当我们等候他的时候，
we felt that it was of the Lord.
我们知道这是出乎主的。
That we should have the theme of this conference, the God's eternal purpose and the overcomers.
我们知道大会的主题应该是神永远的旨意与得胜者。
Now to some of you, this may be familiar.
对许多人来讲，可能你们是很熟悉。
You may have heard it a numbers of times.
你们可能听过了许多次。
To others, it may sound quite remote.
但是对有一些人，你们觉得可能比较的生疏。
But we know that this is a very important topic.
但是我们实在觉得这是一个非常重要的主题。
We believe that it is God's will that we should know His eternal purpose.
我们实在知道这是神的旨意，要我们知道他永远的旨意。
It is the desire of our Lord that we be overcomers.
这是我们主的心意，叫我们成为得胜者。
So whether you have heard it before or you may hear it this time for the first time.
或者你听过了。或者你是头一次听到。
We hope that we will all be before the Lord.
我们实在愿意一同来到他的跟前。
And really pray that the Lord will give us the spirit of wisdom and revelation.
求主把那赐人智慧跟启示的灵给我们。
That when we hear his word,
当我们听到他的话语，
the spirit of God will send these words into our very spirit.
神的灵就把这些的话送到我们的灵里面，
that we may really hear what we should hear.
我们就能够听见他要我们听见，
and even see what we should see.
也看见他要我们应该看见。
So this is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
And we hope that as we are fellowshipping together,
我们愿意当我们这样一起交通的时候，
that you will have a prayerful spirit.Before the Lord.
我们一同有一个祷告的心在他的跟前。
We trust that he is with us.
我们深信我们的主与我们同在。
And we believe that he wants to speak to us.
我们实在相信他要向我们说话。
May we have a further word of prayer.
我们再有一点的祷告。
Dear Lord, we want to thank thee for gathering us together here this evening.
亲爱的主，为了今天晚上我们聚在这里，我们要感谢你。
We thank thee because we believe it is thy gift to us.
我们感谢主，因为这是你给我们特别的恩典。
And we do want to offer this conference back to thee.
我们愿意把这个特会再一次交在你的手中。
We acknowledge thee as the Lord of this conference.
我们实在这里承认你是大会的主。
And we believe that thou art here with us.
我们实在相信你在我们中间。
Lord, we are on holy ground.
主啊，我们是站在圣地。
We want to remove our shoes.
我们要脱掉我们的鞋。
And we want to bow before thee and say, Lord,
我们愿俯伏在你的跟前，我们对你说，主啊。
What does thou want to say to us?
你要对我们说什么话？
Speak, Lord, thy servants hear it.
哦，主啊，请说，仆人静听。
We ask in the name of our Lord Jesus.
我们奉主耶稣基督的名祷告。
Amen.
Amen.
The theme of this conference is God's eternal purpose and the overcomers.
这次特会的主题是神永远的旨意与得胜者。
And there will be three brothers sharing this theme.
有三位弟兄来分享这个主题。
My responsibility is on sharing God's eternal purpose concerning His Son.
我的责任是交通神永远的旨意关于他儿子这一方面。
And Brother Godwin will share on God's eternal purpose concerning the church.
孙弟兄是讲到神永远的旨意关于教会。
And Brother Christian, he will share on the overcomers.
陈弟兄会交通到得胜者。
So I hope, brothers and sisters, you will be prepared for all these fellowships.
希望我们都能够预备好来进入这几次的交通。
Now before we will share on this matter of God's eternal purpose.
在我们还没有交通到神永远的旨意以前，
I think first of all, we want to spend a little time
我们先要用一点的时间
on this matter of purpose
是讲到这个旨意。
We know that purpose is very important to our lives.
我们知道旨意对于我们一生来讲是多么的重要。
Because our purpose governs our life.
因为我们的旨意我们的目标就指引了我们的一生。
It gives meaning to our lives.
就叫我们的人生有了意义。
Now if we live on this earth without any purpose,
如果我们活在地上没有一个目标没有旨意，
then we will just be a drifters.
那我们就会在那里漂流。
There is no meaning to our existence.
是我们的存在就没有了意义。
Purpose is very very important to our lives.
对于这个活的旨意对于我们的一生是多么的重要。
Now we know when we read the Old Testament,
当我们读旧约圣经的时候，
the book of Daniel,
我们知道在但以理书里面，
you will find that Daniel when he was a teenager,
我们知道但以理他年轻的时候，
he was taken as a hostage to Babylonia,
他是被掳到巴比伦。
He was of the royal or noble families in the kingdom of Judah.
他本来在犹大是在贵族的家里。
But when he was young,
他年轻的时候，
probably around 15 or so,
可能15岁左右，
and during the third year of King Jehoiakim,
在King Jehoiakim 第三年的时候，
he was taken from the land of Judea intoto Babylonia.
他就从犹大地被掳到巴比伦。
He served as a hostage.
他在那里成为被掳的人。
Now you would think that this was the most tragic thing that can happen to a youngster.
对于年轻人来讲，这是多么一件不幸悲惨的事情。
Because he was not only taken away from his home.
他不单只被掳离开了家，
he was taken away from his own country,
而且被掳离开了他的国家。
And he became a hostage,
他就成为一个俘虏。
He was not free anymore,
他不再是一个自由的人。
But while he was taken into Babylon,
当他被掳到巴比伦的时候，
it seemed that his fortune began to change,
好像他的前途就开始改变了。
Because Nebuchadnezzar, the king of Babylon,
因为尼布加尼撒就是巴比伦的王，
he wanted to choose among the young people of these captives,
他就从这些被掳之民的年轻人当中选择一些，
those who are of good looking,
就是那些长得俊美的，
and those who have wisdom and knowledge,
有聪明智慧的，
and those who understand science,
那些明白科学的，
and those who were able to stand before the king,
就是那些能够在王面前站立的。
In other words, of all the captives that he had captured,
从那些所有被掳的人当中，
he would take out the the elite.
他就选出那些最美的。
And he wanted to train them.
他就去训练他们。
He will nourish them for 3 years.
就是那里教导他们三年。
Give them the royal food and the royal wine.
就是给他们吃宫里面的食物和宫里面的酒。
And taught them the learnings and the language of the Chaldeans.
教导他们当时加勒底的文化。
Now just think for a moment.
我们想一下。
If you were that young man.
如果你是那一个年轻人。
And suddenly you find you have great opportunity before you.
突然你发现你前面有那么大的前途与机会。
You know, as a hostage, there was no hope.
你对一个被掳的那样，你本来是没有前途盼望的。
You were not able to continue your education.
你不能够继续你的学业。
And of course, you will not have such abundant food and drink.
你也不能够有那么好的东西吃，好的东西喝。
But suddenly, this young man,
突然之间这一群年轻人
only around 15 years old
大概只有15岁左右
and here you find a great opportunity was open to them
在你的面前有一个极大的机会放在你的眼前
now suppose this happened to you
如果这件事情临到你
how will you respond to it
你怎么样反应呢
of course you will just latch on it
你一定会抓住这个机会
and you think that is the greatest opportunity that you ever could have
你说这是你一生来源最大的机会
and you will just enjoy the king's food and the king's drink
你就会在那里享受王的食物王的美酒
and you will very soon forget your home forget your country
你很快就忘记了你自己的家你的祖国
but this was notWith Daniel.
但大英里并不是这样。
Young as he was,
他虽然是那么的年幼。
The Bible tells us,
圣经告诉我们。
He purposed in his heart,
他在他的心里面有这样的定义。
That he will not be polluted by the king's food and his wine.
他不被王的食物与美酒来玷污。
He realized that he was.Of the chosen people of God.
他知道他是神的选民。
And even though the country had failed God,
虽然他们的国家背弃了神,
the country was supposed to represent God on this earth.
他们的国家本来在地上应该代表神。
The name of God was upon that nation.
神的名在他们的国上面。
They were the vessel of God's name.
他们是神尊名的器皿
and but the nation failed God
但是他们的国家背弃了神
yet Daniel did not forget
但但以理没有忘记
他 still remember that he was of the chosen of God
他仍然知道他是神特别拣选的
and his life on earth was to testify to God
他在地上的生活是为了见证神
that he was to live for God
他是为神而活
So in spite of his almost impossible environment,
虽然在他那么恶劣的环境的里面
you know he was not free.
他不是一个自由的人。
If he were free, he would be able to do whatever he chose.
如果他是一个自由的人，他可以随意的选择。
But he was a hostage.
但是他是一个被掳的。
And this was the king's command.
这是王的命令。
And yet he purposed.In his heart.
但是在他的心里面有这样的定义。
That he will not be polluted by the king's food and his drink.
他不被王的酒与食物来玷污。
Now, as to how he will be polluted,
他怎么样来被玷污呢?
There might be two reasons.
可能有两个原因。
Number one,
头一个原因。
During those days,
在那些的日子,
the king's food and wine,
王的食物与酒
were first offered to the idols
是首先要向偶像献祭的
and then afterwards they ate
然后他们才去吃
so Daniel felt that he believed in the living God
因为但因为他相信活神
the one true God
那唯一的真神
so he felt he could not eat the food that had been sacrificed to idols
他觉得他不应该吃那些祭过偶像的食物
because that will pollute him
因为那样会玷污了他
and so he refused to eat the king's food and his drink
所以他就拒绝吃王的食物与美酒
and There might be another reason.
还有一个原因。
Even if they were not offered to the idols.
就算没有向偶像拜祭过的。
But he felt that if he should really be occupied with food and drink.
那他就想他是不是要被这些食物与酒来霸占。
Probably very soon he will forget who he was.
他可能很快就会忘记他自己是谁。
He will be so attracted by the things of this world.
他就会被这个世界的东西来吸引。
That he will forget his own identity.
他就会忘记他自己的身份。
So maybe for these two reasons,
可能是因着这两个的原因。
He purposed in his heart.
他在他心里有这样的定义。
That he will not be polluted.
他不被这些东西玷污。
But he will keep himself pure.For God.
他要为了神的缘故保持他的纯净。
Well, this is a noble purpose.
这是一个崇高的意志。
But so far as environment was concerned,
从环境上来看,
that purpose could not be fulfilled.
那个旨意是没有办法来完成的。
Because he was not a free man.
因为他不是一个自由的人。
He was under the king's command.
他是在王的命令底下。
And yet he had faith in God.
但是他相信神。
He believed that if he stood for God,
他相信他为神站立的话,
God would open a way for him.
神会为他开路。
So he talked to the prince of the eunuchs that was governing them.
好，所以他就对当时的祭司管他们的这些来说,
that he wanted just to have pulse to eat and water to drink.
他只要一些清水，一些简单的食物。
He would not take the king's food.
他不吃王的食物。
Now the prince of the eunuch was favorable to him.
当时那些的太监对他也是很好的。
Well, he said, if you do that,
他说如果你这样做的话，
and you become very thin,
你就会很瘦啊。
Not like the other young people, because of the good food, they grow fat.
你就不像其他的那些年轻人长得肥肥胖胖。
Then, my head will be cut off by the king.
我的脑袋就会叫王来砍掉。
Because I was responsible.
因为我是要负这个责任的。
You know, Daniel sensed that there was a favorable response in that answer.
但因为就觉得在这个人对他是有善意的。
So he spoke directly to the steward that was over him.
所以他就为这个管太监的这个总管跟他讲。
And he said, now, try me for 10 days.
说你试一试给十天给我。
If I became very thin,
如果我变成很瘦了,
and very weak,
很软弱,
then you gave me the king's food.
那你就把王的食物给我吃。
Otherwise, you tried me for 10 days.
不然的话你给我十天。
And the eunuch let him do it.
这个太监就让他去做。
And we know, after 10 days,
十天过后,
Daniel and his three friends,
丹尼尔与他三个朋友,
they even grow more fat than anybody else.
他们比别人长得更白更胖。
So they were allowed to just eat the pulse and drink the water.
所以他们就允许就是吃简单的食物。
And God honored their purpose.
神在那里答应了他们的定义。
So God gave them wisdom and understanding.
神把智慧跟启示给他们。
And especially Daniel, God gave him the wisdom of interpreting dreams and visions.
特别是神把解梦的恩赐给了但以理。
And after 3 years was over.
三年过后。
And all these young people from different countries were taken before the king.
那些从各个国家里面被掳而带到神跟前的年轻人。
And the king tested them.
然后王就考试。
And found that Daniel and his three friends,
就发现但以理跟他三个朋友,
they were 10 times more intelligent in judicial things.
他们对于犹太的事情他们比别人
judicial.
对于当时的这些法律上的事情比别人明白超过十倍。
And they were allowed to stand before the king.
所以他们就能够在王面前站立服侍。
And we know that Daniel, he served two different kingdoms.
我们知道但以理服侍了两个王朝。
Not only Babylonian, but also the Persian Empire.
不单指巴比伦，也服侍了波斯王朝。
And yet, while he was outwardly serving earthly kings.
当他在外面服侍这些地上的王的时候，
even the Persian king recognized that he served God.
就算波斯王也知道他在侍奉神。
And what a testimony he gave.
这是他给的是多么美好的见证。
Dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
here you see the importance of purpose.
你看到这个旨意的重要。
As young people,
对于年轻人来讲，
especially young people who are now here,
特别是今天在座的年轻人，
remember, it is most important to make a right purpose before God.
在神的面前，你像一个这样的一个定义是多么的重要。
Because it will affect our whole life.
因为这会影响我们的一生。
If you read the New Testament,
如果你读新约圣经，
you find another young man.
你会看到另外一个年轻人。
Saul,
扫罗。
Saul the Pharisees.
这个法利赛人扫罗。
He was a young man.
他是一个年轻人。
But he had purpose.
但他有一个旨意。
When he was young,
当他年轻的时候，
he purposed to be the top in Judaism.
他定义要在犹太教当中成为最优秀的。
While other Jewish young people might seek other things.
当其他的犹太年轻人可能在其他的事情上有寻求。
He spent his life and time in studying the Jewish law.
他用尽他所有的时间来学习犹大的律法。
And while he was young, he was already more advanced than his contemporary.
当他年轻的时候，他就比他的同辈知道的更多。
And probably he will very soon be the rabbi of Israel.
他当时就能够成为当时这个最优秀的拉比。
That was his goal, his purpose.
这是他的目的，这是他的旨意。
At that time,
在那个时候，
because he had no revelation from heaven,
因为他没有得到从天上来的启示，
all he received was human tradition,
他所得到的就是人的遗产，
the tradition of the fathers,
就是他们前辈们的一些传统。
Therefore, he thought at that time,
他知道他在那个时候他以为
that Jesus and those who believe in Jesus should be persecuted.
耶稣跟那些相信耶稣的人是应该被逼迫的。
Because according to these Pharisees,
因为根据法利赛人，
according to the traditions of the fathers,
根据这些他们父老们的这些的传统，
according to the understanding of biblical prophecy,
根据圣经里面他们所明白的这些的先知，
they were looking for the Messiah.
他们在等候弥赛亚。
You know, they were under the Roman rule at that time.
那个时候他们是被罗马统治的。
So they were looking for the Messiah.
他们在那里等候弥赛亚。
When the Messiah came,
当弥赛亚来的时候，
then he will deliver them from the yoke of the Roman Empire.
他就把他们从罗马帝国里面拯救出来。
And make them the first of the nations.
就成为地上最大的国。
So when our Lord Jesus came into their midst,
所以当我们的主来到他们中间的时候，
In the beginning, they welcome him.
一开始他是欢迎我们的主。
Because they thought maybe he was the Messiah.
他们说可能他是那一位弥赛亚。
But gradually they were disappointed.
慢慢他们对他失望了。
Because our Lord Jesus did not overturn the Roman Empire.
因为我们的主没有推翻罗马帝国。
Did not make Israel the first of the nations.
没有叫以色列成为地上最强的国。
Because he came to seek and to save the lost.
因为他来是要寻找拯救失丧的人。
He was doing the spiritual work.
他在那里是做属灵的工作。
So they were disappointed with him.
所以他们就对他非常的失望。
And they rejected him.
他们就拒绝他。
They crucified him.
他们要把他钉十字架。
They considered him as an impostor of Judaism.
他们觉得他是犹太教里面的背叛者。
And therefore, Saul, he thought it was his duty to wipe out the followers of Jesus.
所以扫罗觉得这是他的责任，要除掉一切跟从耶稣的人。
He had no revelation.
他没有启示。
He had purpose.
他有旨意。
And he almost reached his goal.
他差一点就达到他的目的。
But because there was no revelation.
但是因为他没有启示。
So he went the wrong way.
所以他就走错了路。
He thought in persecuting the believers of the Lord Jesus.
他说在那里逼迫相信耶稣的人。
That he was serving God.
他在那里是这样侍奉神。
He didn't know that he was doing just the opposite.
他不晓得他在那里所做的正好相反。
But one day on the road to Damascus.
但有一天去大马色的路上。
While he was nearing the city,
他靠近那城的时候
it was midday,
在正午
and suddenly a light from heaven shone upon him.
突然天上有一个大光照在他的身上
and he was stricken into the ground.
他扑倒在地
he heard a voice.
他听到一个声音
Saul, Saul,
扫罗，扫罗
why do you persecute me?
你为什么逼迫我
It is hard for you to kick against the goats.
用脚踢刺是难的
And Saul said, Lord, who are you?
扫罗说主啊你是谁
And the heavenly voice said, I'm Jesus, whom thou persecuted.
天上的声音说我是耶稣你所逼迫的
His eyes were blinded by that light.
那个大光就在他的眼睛看不见
But his inner eyes,were open.
但他心里面的眼睛开了。
He said, Lord,
他说主啊
what do you want me to do?
你要我做什么
And there he capitulated himself to the Lord.
那个时候他就把他自己交在主的跟前。
And brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
now his purpose has changed.
现在他的旨意改变了。
He still is a man of purpose.
他仍然是一个有旨意的人。
But the purposeunderwent a transformation.
但是他那个旨意有一个极大的改变。
Instead of purpose something for himself.
他不再为自己而有这个旨意。
Now he purposed God's purpose.
他现在的旨意是在根据神的旨意。
You know, if you read 2 Timothy chapter 3.
如果你读提摩太后书第三章的时候。
Verse 10.
提摩太后书三章第十节的时候
And there before his martyrdom
他在殉道以前
He wrote his last letter to Timothy
他就写了提摩太后书最后的一卷
And in that letter he reminded Timothy
在那里他提醒提摩太
Verse 10
第十节
But thou hast been thoroughly acquainted with my teaching conduct purpose
但你已经服从了我的教训品行志向就是旨意
faith long suffering love endurance persecution suffering
信心宽容爱心忍耐
now among those things that he mentioned to Timothy
在他对提摩太所讲的这些事情里面
Timothy was his son in the truth
在提摩太是他真理所生的儿子。
So before Paul's martyrdom,
在保罗没有殉道以前
，He reminded Timothy,
他提醒提摩太
，He said you are fully acquainted with me.
他说你是已经完全的非常的熟悉我。
You know my teaching,
你知道我的教训。
You know my conduct,
我的品行。
And he said, "You know my purpose."
他说你知道我的志向，我的旨意。
And he purposed the purpose of God.
他把他的旨意是放在神旨意里面。
He never deviated from that purpose.
他从来没有离开神的旨意。
No matter how much he suffered,
不管他受多么大的苦难
，he pressed on towards the goal.
他是努力向着这个目标。
And because of that, he can say before his death.
所以因着这样的缘故，在他死以前
，I have kept the faith.
So, 我已经守着道，我已经守住了。
I have run the race.
我已当跑的路，我已经跑过去了。
And I fight the good fight.
我已经那个美好的仗已经打过。
And now there's a crown of righteousness waiting for me.
从今以后有公义的冠冕为我存留。
Not only for me, but for all those who love the appearing of our Lord Jesus.
但只是为我，也是给那一切爱慕神显现的人。
A man with the right purpose.
一个有准确旨意的人。
And how different that life will be.
那个生命是多么的不一样。
In 1942,
在1942年的时候,
that was during the Pacific War.
这是在太平洋战争的时候。
The Lord led me out of Singapore.
主带我离开新加坡。
And led me to India.
把我带到印度去。
Now you know, I'm from Shanghai.
你知道我是上海人。
And in Shanghai, we have a problem.
我们在上海人有一个毛病。 有个问题。
有个problem, you can see.
上海有一个这样的说法。
If you are so unlucky, you land in India.
如果你真是倒霉啊，倒霉到家了，就到印度去了。倒霉到印度国。
And I landed in India.
结果我就到印度去了。But
it was the most blessed time.
但那是一个我最蒙福的日子。There
I met a sister.
因为在那里我遇到一位姊妹。
And she told me
她告诉我
her story
她的故事。
At that time she was already in her 60s.
那个时候她已经60几岁了。
She was an English woman.
她是一位英国的女士。
A titled lady.
是一个贵族。
Her parents were millionaires.
她的父母是百万富翁。
Her husband was a titled military person.
她的丈夫也是在军队里面被封爵的人。
But they all died.
但他们都过去了。
And he was left alone.
她是唯一存留的。
He inherited all the wealth.
她承受了所有的产业。
He lived in Italy.
她住在意大利。
He lived in a marble palace.
他住在一个大理石的宫殿里面。
But he felt
他感觉到
life was meaningless.
人生没有意义。
When her parents were living,
当他父母还在的时候,
he always traveled with his parents around the world.
他经常跟他的父母到世界各处去旅游。
She had everything.
他什么都有。
But he felt life was meaningless.
但他觉得人生没有意义。
She was a believer.
她是一个信主的人。
But she felt there was no meaning in life.
但她觉得人生没有意义。
One year,
有一年,
she went back to England.
她回英国去了。
As a matter of fact, she went back every year.
其实她每年都回英国。
She went back to attend the famous Cassie Convention.
她每年都会参加那个很出名的开西的特会。
You know, the second week of July, there is the Cassie Convention.
因为每年7月第二个礼拜是开西的特会。
But before she attended the Cassie Convention,
她去开西特会之前,
she went to another convention.
她就去了另外一个特别聚会。
And that was Swanwick Convention.
那是Swanwick的特会。
It was a convention that was sponsored by Mrs. Penn Lewis.
这个是,
Penn Lewis.
宾路易师母。 在那里服侍的这个特会。
So she attended that conference.
她就参加了那个特会。
And while she was at the conference,
当她在聚会的里面,
she heard a young man,
她听到一位年轻人,
speaking,
讲道。
And that young man spoke on the eternal purpose of God.
那个年轻的弟兄是讲到神永远的旨意。
And when she listened to the word,
当她听到那些的话语的时候,
the Spirit of God opened her understanding.
神的灵就打开了她的悟性。
She began to see that her life has a purpose.
她就看到 他的人生有一个意义。
And that purpose is linked with God's eternal purpose.
他人生的目标是连上神的旨意。
Now if your life is linked with God's eternal purpose,
如果你的人生能够连上神那永远的旨意，
then it is not a matter of 60, 70, 80 years.
这就不再是六十、七十、八十年的事情。
That your life is linked with the eternal purpose of God.
你的人生是连上神永远的旨意。
Can there be a more valuable, useful, meaningful life?
难道还有比这个更有用、更高的人生吗？
And she was completely taken up with God's eternal purpose.
她就被神永远的旨意完全的得着。
And she purposed that purpose.
她就把她的旨意放在神旨意的里面。
And she gave herself completely to God.
她把她自己完全的给了神。
And this sister,
这位姊妹
was Lady Ogle.
是 Ogle 姊妹。
And she was the one who supported Brother Sparks in all his ministry.
他就是大大的支持了史百克弟兄他一切的服事。
So dear brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
do not think that God's eternal purpose is so academic, it is so remote.
不要以为神永远的旨意只是一个学术，只是一个你摸不到的东西。
It is just a teaching, a theory.
这只是一个教导，只是一个理论。
Something for you to contemplate.
叫你去揣摩一下而已。
It has nothing to do with your everyday living.
是跟你每天的生活没有发生关系。
But it is just the opposite.
但刚好相反。
Because the eternal purpose of God affects our whole being.
因为神永远的旨意是影响了我们整个的人。
You know, brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
purpose is important.
旨意是非常的重要。
But what kind of purpose, your purpose is also important.
但是你是定什么样的旨意，那是更重要。
If your purpose is low,
如果你定的旨意是很低的，
then you live a low life.
那你就活出一个很低的生活。
If your purpose is high, then you aim high.
如果你定的旨意是高，那你的目标就是高。
If your purpose is for yourself,
如果你的目旨意是为了你自己，
How can I promote myself?
我怎么样能够抬高自己？
How can I be successful?
我怎么样能够成功？
Then you become a self-centered person.
那你就成为一个自我为中心的人。
But if your purpose is linked with God's purpose,
如果你的旨意是连上了神的旨意，
that you want to live God's will,
你要活出神的旨意，
then brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
you will live a heavenly, a spiritual, a rich life.
你就会活出一个属天的、属灵的一个丰盛的生活。
So dear brothers and sisters,
亲爱的弟兄姊妹，
this is our prayer.
这是我们的祷告。
That we, whether you are young or old,
不管你是年长还是年轻，
we need to purpose God's purpose.
我们需要定我们的旨意在神旨意的里面。
But how can we purpose God's purpose if we do not know what His purpose is?
那我们怎么样能够叫定义于神旨意的里面，如果我们不知道他旨意是什么呢？
Because God's purpose is the highest of all.
因为神的旨意是最高的。
It is the noblest of all.
是最尊贵的。
There is no purpose that can be higher.
没有任何的旨意比他高。
And this is God's will.
这是神的意志。
That we should take His purpose as ours.
就是我们要拿他的旨意成为我们的旨意。
We become a part in His purpose.
我们就成为他旨意里面的一部分。
It is not something outside of us.
那个旨意就不再是说与我们没有关系的。
It is something within us.
那是这个旨意就是在我们的，是我们里面的。
And we are within that purpose.
我们是在那个旨意的里面。
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们，
let's pray.
让我们祷告。
That it be real to every one of us.
让这一个能够对于我们来讲，每一个人是真实的。
So now we come
to God's eternal purpose.
现在我们才开始讲到神永远的旨意。
Now in the letter to the Ephesians.
在以弗所书里面。
In verses 9 and 10.
第九、第十两节。
He said, having made known to us the mystery of his will.
都是照他自己所预定的美意，叫我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
Having made known.
叫我们知道他
Brothers and sisters,
弟兄姊妹们
It is God's will that we know.
这是神的旨意叫我们知道。
What does he want us to know?
他要我们知道什么？
He wants us to know the mystery of his will.
他要我们知道他旨意的奥秘。
Now our God is a God of will.
我们的神是一位有意志的神。
He is the supreme will.
他是那最崇高的意志。
No, that is the reason why when he created us,
这就是为什么当他造我们的时候
he created us with a will.
他造我们有一个意志
Now everyone has a will
每一个人都有意志
If you are a willless person
如果你是一个没有意志的人
Then you are nothing
那你就什么都不算了
Now God is the supreme will
神是那最崇高的意志
But that will is a mystery
但那一个意志是一个奥秘
Why? Because God is a mystery.
因为神本身就是一个奥秘。
Now, who can figure out God?
谁能够测透神呢？
Nobody can.
没有人。
He is a mystery.
他是一个奥秘。
Therefore, his will is also a mystery.
所以他的意志也是一个奥秘。
And when he made up that will,
当他有了这个定义的时候
He make up his will according to his good pleasure
他是根据 他是根据他自己的美意来下了这个意志
You know God is the supreme will
因为神他本身就是那个最高的意志
He can will anything he wants to
他可以有任何的意志
Nobody can challenge him.
因为没有任何人能够向他挑战。
Because he was God.
因为他是神。
And when he will a will,
当他定了这一个意志的时候
it is according to his good pleasure.
这是根据他自己的美意。
That is to say, what pleases him.
也就是说什么叫他喜悦的。
Now, nobody can challenge that.
也没有任何人能够挑战这一个
意志。Now, if God will such a will,
如果神下了这样的定义
You cannot say, well, why do you will such a will?
你就会问神呢你为什么有这样的意志呢
Well, you cannot challenge him.
你不能够这样问
Because he is God.
因为他是神
The supreme will.
他是最高的这个意志
And he will according to his good pleasure.
他是根据他的美意而有了这样的意志
But we must believe.
但是我们一定要相信
That his good pleasure is not somethingthat just come at the whim of time.
你不知道他这个美意不是就是偶然这样出现的。
Because he is the supreme wisdom.
因为他是那崇高的智慧。
Therefore, when he will according to his good pleasure, it must be good.
当他用着他的美意而有了这样的定义的时候，那一定是最好的。
If he can please God, certainly.It is the greatest pleasure in the whole universe.
如果能叫神的心喜悦的话，这是宇宙当中最美的事情。
And so there you'll find he made a will.
所以在这里你就看到他就有了一个美意。
And that will is a purpose.
那一个意志乃是有了这样的旨意。
That is to say he decides on something.
也就是说他决定了一些事情
It is called God's eternal purpose
是这个事情就称为神永远的